The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Louise O'Reilly, the Sinn Féin spokesperson in Enterprise, Trade and Employment, has joined us. Louise, thank you. I don't know whether you heard Danny McConnell from the Business Post just before 5 o'clock, but he said with this budget, with the spending involved in it, he said the government has out-shinnered the shinners with all of the money that it's spending. What do you say to that?
Oh, well, look, if anyone wanted a cheap imitation of Sinn Féin policies, I suppose they could possibly look for the pound shop version coming out of the government. But in truth, what we needed to see was a budget that would take cognizance of where people are in reality. You know, the kids who are waiting on scoliosis appointments, those people who can't buy a house. And the knock-on effect of unaffordable rising house prices is reaching into every single area. It's not just individuals, and it is individuals, but it is also the impact that it is having, because it is putting into jeopardy our capacity to grow the economy. Because simply, when you talk to large-scale multinationals, business representative groups, the message is the same. Without solving the housing crisis, we're at nothing effect.
They could have announced more money for housing today, but would they have been able then to deliver on the housing itself? It's one fine thing to say, yes, we'll put this money aside, but when there's a shortage of construction workers, can you actually build more houses than are built at present?
But every year, the housing crisis has gotten worse. I mean, I understand the government tactic. They blame everybody else. They blame construction workers. They blame house buyers. They tried to blame Sinn Féin a couple of weeks ago, bless them. But I mean, in truth, without solving the housing crisis, we are going to keep finding ourselves in a situation whereby we have large numbers of people who simply cannot stay. I mean, that's in my family. I'd say it's in the families of an awful lot of people who are listening. They've watched their young people go. 22,000 people went to Australia. We need those people to stay here. They're our brightest and our best. We need workers to stay here, but they need somewhere to live. They need somewhere affordable. But when you have the government on the one hand telling you that €500,000 is an affordable home, and you have young people saying, we will never achieve that. And, you know, the average age of someone buying their first home has now risen to 39. I mean, that would have been unthinkable when I was in my, now, this is not today or yesterday, right? But when I was in my 20s, that would have been unthinkable. The thought that the average age will go to 39 for buying your first home in Dublin, that's, I mean, that is a fairly damning indictment, I think, of government policy. But if we don't resolve the housing crisis, and by this budget, and we'll see more detail as time goes on, I suppose, and there's more interrogation.
Sorry, how much more money would you have allocated in this budget to housing, and how many additional units would that have given us next year?
So what we had proposed was 21,500 social and affordable units for this year. And again, what that does is it takes people who are in the private rented market who don't want or need to be there, and it takes them out. So that relieves the pressure on renters. But you see, again, from the government, yes, they're talking about increasing the rent credits, but if you don't put a halt to rent increases, that money goes straight into the back pocket of landlords.
But if that money had been diverted in the budget to additional housing units, what would you not have spent the money on that the government has announced today?
Well, I think we had a range of revenue raising measures. You know yourself, Matt, a budget is many, 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 many line items, and it's not often the case that the opposition budget is one for one with the government. They did this, we did this. So when we had a range of revenue raising measures, as well as, you know, your budget tells you where your priorities lie, and our priorities lie in lifting the burden off ordinary
workers. Yeah, but specifically what has been done today, because the government is arguing that much of what it is doing is for families and it is a cost of living measures and the rest of it. Of what was announced today, specifically, what would you say is wrong and should not have been done?
Well, when you look at the reduction in college fees, that should be permanent. That shouldn't have been temporary. So people with kids going to college and young adults going to college should be able to plan. There's many differences between our budget and the government's budget. When we look at investment in health, so the government have, you know, they're talking about very large numbers, but they fail to mention there was a €1.5 billion deficit in the health budget last year. So they're constantly running to stand still in relation to the health budget. also.
Sorry, are you against them actually having put an additional $3 billion into the health budget for next year?
What I'm saying is they need to be honest about that money, because much of it was for catching up on the deficit from last year. So they need to be upfront with people. The same with childcare. Our proposal on childcare, it's two elements to it. One, extending parental leave up to a year, which I know from talking to parents in my own constituency and in my own family, they would tell you that would mean a huge amount. An awful lot of creches won't take kids until they're a year anyway. So that would mean a huge amount. But also the pledge for €10 per day per child, which I think is something that parents wanted to hear. They're anxious to see that implemented. But the government instead have chosen to put their money into the same scheme that the money was in the last time, and they're going to get the same results.
If you were to be in power next year after the government, after the election, would you do things like repeating the energy credits again? Or would you say, OK, inflation is down to zero now, people will have to look after themselves rather than getting additional money from the state to pay those bills?
Well, we had budgeted for two energy credits, but we also, and you know, this is again the government speak out of both sides of their mouths. On the one hand, they're handing you an energy credit. On the other hand, your bills are going to go up at the same time, so the one will cancel out the other. What we need to do is look at the impact of excise increases, of energy increases, and try to balance that out. At the end of the day, this has to be about delivering for people on average or normal incomes, and the government's budget will benefit people disproportionately who earn over €50,000. Sinn Féin's budget is targeted at people on ordinary wages.
One final thing, and I was pressing the Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue, on the overruns in relation to the expend on various items such as the National Children's Hospital, the infamous bike shed, writing off money on Metrolink and various other transport projects, asking him as to, can we trust the government to spend the windfall money that it has? But what would Sinn Féin do differently in relation to ensuring that the money was spent properly, on budget, on target? Would you, for example, make people in state responsible for failures and, say, dismiss them from their jobs, as would happen in the private sector?
So the catastrophic overrun in relation to the cost of the National Children's Hospital, which should be an embarrassment for this government, and yet they still trumpet it. But anyway, the catastrophic overrun needs to be addressed, and it requires leadership. A lack of leadership has led to the most expensive security hut in the world, the most expensive children's hospital in the world, and we see now a doubling of the cost of modular housing. You know, they announce one figure, that figure doubles, then trebles.
But how would you deal with it?
And they spend, because it's about responsibility and leadership, and it's about those who are in charge taking responsibility, taking charge and providing that leadership. Instead, what you hear from the government is a litany of excuses, a load of pointed fingers at other people. You know, it's not my fault. It was like that when I got here. We get sound bites when actually what we need is leadership and delivery.
Louise O'Reilly of Sinn Féin, thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.